Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
10 minutes after four, our second hour brought to you by DePietro's Pharmacy. They will be closed Memorial Day because they will do their best to honor their staff and all the people in their community that will be honoring the fallen heroes of America. So you might want to check your schedule and make sure you have all your medicine. DePietroPharmacy.com or give them a call, 570-209-7440. So I'm having a conversation, a text conversation with my wife. My wife is a mental health professional. She's a state-licensed therapist. And Dr. Manoush called and talked about, you know, the mental health issue and said there's just not enough professionals and it will take years to deal with that because if he refers someone, it takes weeks to get them in to see. And my wife and I are talking about that and she said, we need more eyes on kids, more counselors, more social workers. Kids need to be taught how to deal with anger from a young age, even in school. And I said, I agree with that. She said, everyone agrees with it and no one does it. Go ask any school district if they've increased the number of school counselors, therapists, or social workers. Maybe they get one more person. Ridiculous. Make it a better ratio. Make it a 1 to 20 ratio. Things would be much better. Maybe have two school counselors for hundreds of kids right now. And it's true. And every time there's a shooter, you'll have some lawmaker that will introduce a bill to increase the number of counselors, increase, you know, the number of guidance counselors, increase, you know, the people who are going to help the kids get through the trauma and the challenges. And nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. Okay? Now, I want to get into a little bit of controversial here. Okay, Jake, I want to go to soundbite number one, which is Uvalde resource officer. This was the Texas officials yesterday talking to Martha McCallum on Fox News about this controversy over whether or not there was a resource officer that confronted this kid as he went to the school. Listen to this.
Right, Martha. So we're still trying to make that determination exactly how many school resource officers were at this particular location, or if they even in fact were at this location. We do know that at times school resource officers do roam around from school to school nearby, but in this particular instance, there was a Uvalde school resource officer that was on scene prior to the gunman going into the school. There was an encounter between the school resource officer as well as the shooter, but because of those heroic efforts and because of the encounter from that school resource officer, that gunman dropped a backpack full of ammunition prior to going into that school before he barricaded himself inside that classroom. So again, by putting a stop to that, a shooter, but taking more ammunition inside the school, prevented more casualty, more mass shootings that could have taken place, which could have been a much worse situation.
Okay, now, this is where it gets confusing. Now, Jake, drop down to soundbite number 11, which is Texas Newser number 3. Today, the Texas Department of Public Safety talked also about this. Listen to this. See if it's not contradicting what you just heard.
Officer confronted the suspect that was making entry. Not accurate. He walked in unobstructed initially. So from the grandmother's house to the bar ditch to the school, into the school, he was not confronted by anybody. To clear the record on that. 4 minutes later, law enforcement are coming in to solve this problem.
Now, see, this is where it gets so blurred. Did you just hear him say 4 minutes later, law enforcement was there? right? And did guy A tells Martha McCallum, a resource officer confronted him and he, you know, got dropped his bag full of ammunition. He says, not true. So, I mean, it's just very, very confusing. Randy, I know it's confusing to me and it's got to be crazy for you.
Yeah, it is, Frank. One of the things you got to take into consideration with this stuff is whenever there's a critical incident like this, a lot of things happen to the human body in both their mind and the body physically. And that includes law enforcement. And that's one of the reasons why many police organizations around the country have a policy, state police in Pennsylvania included, where whenever they are involved in a shooting, they are required by their policy to not give any statements until 72 hours and have at least two nights consecutive sleep. And the reason being is your mind goes through such a traumatic situation that there is actually a term called misremembering. And this is what happens. But I'd like to add something to the gentleman that called yesterday, talking about stop the bleed.
Right.
Okay. Excellent course. I've taken it. The company I work for, I'm part of one of the...
Hang on just a second. Let me remind people. Okay. We had a gentleman that called yesterday towards the end of the show and said one of the things that he wishes people were more prepared for was to deal with traumatic situations, and there is a course called Stop the Bleed, which teaches you how to do tourniquets and how to stop, you know, whether it's a traffic accident, whether it's a crime scene, whatever. And so that's what Randy is talking about. Go ahead.
Okay. So the company I work for, I'm part of a group of people that kind of work as a first responder in any situation at work. So we're required to learn CPR, defibrillator training, first aid, and one of the things that we started doing since before the pandemic happened is gunshot first aid. And we learned how to apply tourniquets and everything. And since then, I carry tourniquets with me everywhere I go. I have two of them in my motorcycle. I have two of them in the car. I keep two of them in my backpack when I go hunting. So I always keep them. And stop the bleed, taking the actual course can be a little bit pricey, but you can actually go on YouTube and look up videos on how to apply this stuff. There's a lot of good videos on there that I found. Now, to respond to the doctor earlier, now he mentioned about the bullet going 1,800 miles per hour.
Right.
Okay, that's actually 2,600 feet per second. Nobody that has anything to do, any knowledge of firearms, refers to it as miles per hour, but that's irrelevant. He mentioned about how fast the bullet goes and the damage it does. Yes, it does do damage, but think about this. You have a bullet that weighs about 120 to 130 grains, which is a measurement of weight, going that fast, but compare that to a vehicle that weighs 6,000 pounds and you're plowing over a group of people. You know, every bullet kills, and you can't say one is worse than the other, because you can kill a lot of people. That incident in Paris a few years ago is a prime example. 12 people killed and 50 people wounded in a matter of seconds using a cube truck.
Randy, I'm asking you to speculate on this, but this idiot that went into the school, he had an AR-15. Yeah. How many bullets could he have fired before reloading?
Well, it depends on the capacity magazine he had. If he had, I have a couple, and the magazines I have 30 round magazines. So I mean, if he, he killed 19 people, or I'm sorry, 21 people, plus the rounds that he was shooting at the officers. So, it's very likely he had at least one or two 30-round magazines.
That's...
Okay? But the thing is, That has nothing to do with the amount that you can do. If you research the Virginia Tech shooter, he had two handguns with standard capacity round magazines, which is 10 rounds. So, and he killed 32 people, and I don't know how many more wounded. So, I mean, that's high capacity. I hate to even use that term, high capacity magazine. The standard size magazine for a rifle like that is a 30-round magazine. Every single time you buy one, that's usually the one that you get, unless you're in a state like New York or California where you don't even get a magazine. It's fixed into the rifle. You can't remove it, and it's only limited to 10 rounds.
Let me put you on the spot here. I just want to ask you a question. Okay.
Okay.
You have polls out today that say 88% of the people polled say something has to be done. Now, you know, you got in Washington, they're doing red flag laws, and they're doing bans on assault weapons, and they're doing, you know, background security checks, and they're doing, you know, restrict kids up to age 25, all this kind of stuff. From your point of view, what's one thing that could be done right now that could change things?
Well, I don't think any of those that you just mentioned can do anything. I mean, if you think of the red flag laws, New York already has them in place. What did that do for the Buffalo shooter when he literally threatened to shoot up his high school graduation a year prior, and all they did was hold him for 48 hours for psych evaluation? Okay, that's a terroristic threat. That's punishable by up to 5 years in prison and $50,000 fine. That alone, if they would have charged him and arrested him and convicted him, he would not have been able to buy that rifle legally. So, I mean, stuff like that. But when you talk about, another thing the doctor mentioned was about how difficult it would be to get guards and stuff in the schools. You know, if you think about the millions of dollars spent on fire retardant and fire prevention that we put into schools every year, okay, building a new school can easily double the cost just because of the materials that have to be used, either fireproof or fire retardant. So a $6 million school build can easily be soaked up by $3 million of fire prevention. We haven't had a single child killed or injured by fire in a school in the last 50 plus years. In 2012 alone, 53 children were shot and killed in schools. Okay? Don't you think, you know, further hardening these schools would be a little bit worth the money?
Absolutely. And I got to go, but you're right. Hardening the schools would be worth the money, and we have it. We have it. We have COVID money. We have billions that are sitting around waiting, and they're stop the electric vehicles until you harden the schools. 21 minutes after 4, we'll be right back. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, a few showers developing after 9 o'clock, the overnight low 60. Friday, showers and thunderstorms possible, 75. Saturday, partly sunny, few spotty showers, low 75. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, high 82. Memorial Day, hazy, hot and humid, high of 90. Right now, what is it, 70 degrees, and it's cloudy, and it's 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. And let's go back to the phones. Michael from the homeland of Troop. What's up, Mike?
Well, I just wanted to make a couple points. I am a gun owner, and I do have an AR-15. I have a 9mm, one with a 30 clip, one with a 20 clip, and then I have a shotgun. I have a 22. For purposes, strictly years ago when I used to go target practicing, the only one that I have that is loaded but it is locked up, but very close by, is the 9mm handgun, 20 foot bullet. In case there's a shooter, I'm older. I'm 60 years old. I'm not able to fend off anyone, and I have it for protection. And it's simply that. The problem here is it breaks my heart to see these kids that and the teachers that were murdered. But it is it's not the guns, because I mean the AR-15. I can tell you the truth. The 9 millimeter with the 20 clips, I could pop one out one and put another 20 clip in 4 seconds and fire off 40 bullets. It's not the gun. It's the first gun. The problem we have is a mental issue.
Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say, yes, you're right. Go ahead.
We have a mental problem in this country, and I don't know if the pandemic helped it. But then again, you look at Columbine. There was no pandemic back then. But a lot of things that I see over the years, and you're close to the same age as me. When we were younger, we had kids. We were 12 years old. We had 22s. So we used to go down to the dumps. There'd be 3-4 of us on a Saturday, and we'd be shooting rats in the dumps. If you had 3 or 4 kids walking down the street today with 22s, the police and everyone would be right there within about, as fast as they can get there.
Yeah, I mean, there have been people who were hunting on off Underwood Road there, and we almost had a SWAT team, that would come out. But I remember, Mike, when I was a freshman at the University of Scranton, that's 1969, we had a rifle range in the basement of the student center. And I love to shoot, and so I at any chance I got, I would go down and shoot in the basement of the student center. And you just go over and pick a weapon off the rack and get yourself a whole bunch of ammo and sit there and shoot in the college.
there's two problems. So they don't talk about the problems that are in Chicago and Baltimore and everything. It's only white on white or white on. But black on black, they never talk about it. There's so many problems in Chicago. Chicago has probably the strictest gun laws that there ever is.
Yeah.
They did a study. I watched it on TV last night that they said that there is over 1 billion guns in the United States. Now, we only have, 360 million people? You're never going to get rid of the guns. The problem is take care of these mental issues. I believe it was back in the 80s, and when they started getting people and taking them out of they didn't want to hold them in mental state hospitals. And I remember when they let them out, they used to call it the Thorazine shuffle, where the people, they walk out because they're all on drugs that were basically just to keep them helpless.
Right.
And we do have a mental issue problem in this country. And that's where we need the stars. You want to limit AR-15s? I'm all for saying, okay, you got to be 21 to buy one and to get one. I don't have a problem with that, because it seems to be that these younger kids are the ones that are doing the shooting. Let's see if it works. They tried it back in the 90s. It didn't work, but maybe this time it will work. You can't drive a car till you're 26. You can't drink till you're 21. Give it a shot. I'm all up. I'm all for that.
Except you can join the military when you're 18. Thanks, Michael. I got to go. We got to do headline news. Interesting. Now, there's one other soundbite that I want to play from the news conference, but I'm not going to have time till the other side here. But the Texas Director of Public Safety opened it up for questions from reporters. And the first question from the reporter is, how did the kid get in the building? How did the kid get in the building? Now, you're going to hear his answer, and I think you probably already heard it suggested, and that is that the back door was unlocked. But I want you to hear him say that and answer the reporter's question, because there's so many things here. We just need to pay attention to some of the mistakes that were made so that they're not made again. We'll be right back after headline news here on WILK. 25 minutes before 5 o'clock. I'm sitting here thinking, like, what would I do, in my school district, Mid Valley, if I had that kind of a say? I would put out a questionnaire immediately to every teacher and ask them what they think is necessary to make the school safer, because they're right there. I mean safer. And any answer that came back and said, pay us more, or any of that crap, I would just discard, because I'm not interested in that. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking, there's about 20 different polls that are out today unrelated to necessarily to Texas, but there's polls about, you know, the lowest approval rating of Biden in the history of the presidency, a Gallup poll, a Reuters poll, a Rasmussen poll. You know, 72% of Americans think he's doing a bad job. There's polls that say that, you know, he's not mentally competent. There's polls that say he screwed up the economy, screwed up the border. And I'm thinking to myself, like, doesn't anybody tell him about these polls and basically say, Mr. President, America thinks you're on the wrong road. You're going the wrong way. I think to myself, you know, I wonder why they don't change and why they don't do that. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know who doesn't pay attention to what the American people say either? The teachers' unions. Right? The teachers' union. Teachers' unions are all over the place. Oh, we need to lock down. We need to make sure that the kids aren't back in school. Make them wear 5 masks, all this stuff. And I'm not hearing them, you know, out there talking about how we need more guidance counselors. We need more psychologists. We need more social workers. We need that. I just don't hear that. And I'm wondering why. Is it because that's not what the administration wants? Is it because they want the teachers' unions to say, we need critical race theory and we need all this junk? We need, you know, textbooks on transgenderism. I mean, right now, I think the biggest thing we need is to make sure that, you know, someone said, what the heck do you mean harden the schools? It means make it harder to have a crime. That's what harden means, right? And now Connie texted and said, Frank, this is a no-brainer. We need to do this and do it now. I agree. I absolutely agree. We need to do something now. Question is, will we? Now, back to the Texas news conference. Okay, so how did this idiot get in? Jake, soundbite number 13 is Texas newser number 4. This is the reporter question when they opened it up as a news conference.
So right now, you know, during the investigation, it appears it was unlocked. So we're going to look at that and try to cooperate that as best as we can. I do not. Hey, please, one at a time, and we'll address as many questions as we can. So let me finish this question.
One at a time. Announce your name and announce your network. Okay. Just be respectful, please.
My name is Josh Marbo, and how do you know why it was unlocked?
So, Josh, you know, thank you for the question. So right now, it appears it was unlocked. Like I said, it goes back to the investigation. It takes time. We will find out as much as we can why it was unlocked, or maybe it was locked. But right now it appears it was unlocked. So thank you.
And that's a sad situation. That's a very sad situation. And I'm sure, now when I say it feels like an awkward word to say, I feel it might have been a harmless mistake. In other words, maybe somebody just left it open because they were going to bring in supplies or that's the way they bring in, you know, the food stuff for lunch or something, and it's easier to kind of prop it open. I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff that we need to pay attention to and say, no, 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 no. Like I said, I went up to our resource officers yesterday and I said, thank you for being here. Because they are retired police officers, state troopers, police officers. They have Glocks on their hip. I'm really happy they do. And I've known these guys for, you know, 20 years, you know, covered them when we were reporters. And the first thing I said, thank you for being here. And he looked at me in the eye and he said to me, how did he get in the building? And he said, if I see a door propped open, I'm going to lose it. And I said, thank you. And he, you know, it's true. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we get in, I'll bet you're the same way in your school. We get in a line to pick up the kids, right? You know, you have to go on an app and you got to say you're here to pick up your kids and which kids you're picking up. And then you get in line and you pick them up and you go by all the doors. And what they do is they have numbers on the doors, which is another good thing. My son said to me one time, why do they have numbers on the doors and why do they have numbers on those light poles? And I said, so that they can be quickly identified, so they can say door number 7, door number 13, door number 5, right? And that's a good idea. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to pay attention anytime I go anywhere around that school. And sometimes I like to run around that building. And I'm just going to look and make sure everyone is secure, that nobody's propping it open so that, you know, you can get in easy for a supply or this or that. I mean, I'm just going to try and be more of the eyes because I don't really pay attention to that. But this whole school thing has just kind of made me crazy. Jim from Bloomsburg, my good friend James, how are you?
Frank, it's another tough day. I'm listening to all this stuff. I'm listening to the news and these reports. And I have to say, I have a lot of friends that are in law enforcement, ex-military, and they put their life on the line. And I can't, it breaks my heart to think that any man or woman that serves to protect would allow an hour or so to go by and not protect those babies in that school while they were getting killed. It breaks my heart to even contemplate that. I can't rationalize that at all. What I wanted to say is there are security systems, Frank, that they can put in that would tell you if a window's open, if a door's open, if it's broken. And it's so easy to push an automatic lock button. Every school should have it. Like you said, there's money out there. They're printing money like no tomorrow. Let's put it in these schools and let's put an end to this stuff because it's nonsense. It's ridiculous. I can't even, all they talk about is things that are non-starters and they just double talk. They don't accomplish or come up with any reasonable thing. And as far as what you were saying, as far as teachers unions and stuff go, they won't put people in there to see what they're doing because they want to teach this criminal race theory and things like that and manipulate our kids in ways that aren't educating. It's indoctrinating, and that's another problem. They don't want any more eyes on them that they already have now.
I agree with you, Jim. As always, thank you for calling. And I got to do this because we said we were. Jake, go back to Texas News Conference number 2 and leave my mic open because I'm going to interrupt it. But we keep hearing that there were no cops in there for an hour, and I want to hear what this director of public safety said. I want you to listen closely because, you know, you got to remember, folks, I wear hearing aids, even though I have these headphones on. Maybe I'm missing some of this subtle stuff, but I thought I heard that there were cops in there, but then the SWAT team didn't go in for an hour. Listen very closely. Jake, Texas Newser number 2.
There's a lot of information I'm going to give you. There's some new information as of Tuesday that I wanted to clear up, that we want to clear up, that's been pushed out. We'll continue to have updates in the coming days once the information is obtained and we're able to confirm and cooperate that. We want to make sure we're pushing out the right information. Early on, when we came in, we were receiving a lot of information from a lot of different locations. That's a baseline. You start there. We made some reports. But since then, we started doing interviews. We started working the crime scene, so we're cooperating. I want to share some of that. It's a small piece of information right now, but it'll grow within days. So please, thank you for being here and being patient with us. It means a lot. On Tuesday, May 24th at 11:28, suspect just west of here wrecks his vehicle, pickup truck that he took from his grandmother. He had just shot his grandmother in the face. She's alive. She's stable at this point. 11:28, he's sitting there at the barge. He jumps out the passenger side of the truck. According to witnesses, he's got a long arm, rifle, and a bag. Later we find out it's ammunition. He walks around, he sees two witnesses at the funeral home across the street from where he wrecked. He engages and fires towards them. He continues walking towards the school. He climbs a fence. Now he's in the parking lot, shooting at the school multiple times. 11:40, he walks into the west side of Robb Elementary. According to reports, video we have obtained from outside, inside, and again, we're still combing through that, so bear with us. Multiple rounds, numerous rounds are discharged in the school. We're trying to get a number. We're we're in the process of analyzing that video. 4 minutes later, local police departments, Uvalde Police Department, the Independent School District Police Department are inside.
Okay, stop, Jake. Now, he just said 4 minutes later. 4 minutes later, the Uvalde Police Department was inside. I thought I heard that. Now, Storm Tracker 16 forecast, Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron tonight. Rain developing after 9, low 60. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, high 75. Saturday, spotty showers, 75. Sunday, mix of sun and clouds, 82. And Memorial Day will be hazy, hot, and humid, 90. 69 degrees. Okay. So now, what the Department of Public Safety in Uvalde, Texas just explained is this kid crashed the pickup truck that he took from his grandmother, climbed out the passenger side, had a bag full of ammunition, although yesterday they told Fox News that a resource officer confronted him and he dropped the bag of ammunition. That does not appear to be correct right now. Another one of these things that we're being confused about. And then it said he fired at people across the street at a funeral home and then fired at the building as he climbed a fence, then went in the unlocked back door where he was inside. Jake, pick it up. Let's listen to it again.
4 minutes later, local police departments, Uvalde Police Department, the Independent School District Police Department are inside, making entry. They hear gunfire. They take rounds. They move back, get cover. And during that time, they approach where the suspect is at. According to the information I have, he went in at 11:40. He walks, and I'm going to approximate 20 feet, 30 feet. He makes a right. He walks into the hallway. He makes a right, walks another 20 feet, turns left into a schoolroom, into a classroom that has doors open in the middle. Officers are there, the initial officers. They receive gunfire. They don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving. But we have officers calling for additional resources. Everybody that's in the area, tactical teams. We need equipment. We need specialty equipment. We need body armor. We need precision riflemen, negotiators. So during that time that they're making those calls to bring in help, to solve this problem and stop it immediately, they're also evacuating personnel. And I say personnel, students, teachers. There's a lot going on. A lot, complex situation. They're measuring. Approximately an hour later, U.S. Border Patrol tactical teams arrive. They make entry, shoot and kill the suspect.
Okay, that's enough, Jake. I'm tremendously confused and upset because it sounded like they were in, but then he used the phrase that they weren't in, or they were backed off by the shooting. And an hour, he was in that building for an hour before he was shot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow. That's scary. That's scary, 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 scary. Frank from Hartford. Talk to me, Frank.
I was just calling about the cowardice that those cops showed. They should have been in there immediately fixing the situation. I understand that their lives would be in danger, but that's why they chose the job, that's a part of the job. Like, it's no different than if an accountant chooses a job, he's going to get paper cuts from paper. You know what I mean? It's the deal. It's part of the game.
My God,
if they don't want to go in and risk.
If he's in there for an hour, that's a killing field. That's.
With little kids. That I'm sure that those same cops have no problem pulling over the little old lady that's speeding or something like that. They're probably big men then. But they fell down on the job. Every one of them deserved to get fired. And honestly, if I had my way, I think they should be arrested for dereliction of duty. They were nothing but a bunch of bums, Frank. I'm so disgusted. I want to use worse language, but then I'm going to have to go talk to the priest.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't mean to interrupt you. I got to take a break here. But I'm very pro-law enforcement. I'm very confused by this. I hope they can clarify this. But an hour in there? An hour? That just brings me to tears. I just can't. Because if he's in there an hour, then some of those kids, even though the ones that were shot, could have survived if they got treatment. It's just something is amiss here big time. Oh, my. 4.5 minutes before 5. We'll be right back. Oh, my. All right. We're going to take the very latest break here for ABC News. Ben will give us an update on traffic. We'll get an update on local news from Paula. I'm just devastated here thinking about this. And we'll, of course, get the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Kurt Aaron. Then we'll be back. Lots of phone calls. Folks, I apologize that you're on hold. We just can't get to all of them. There's so many people that have, some thoughts on this. But we will. And there's more. There's lots more to report. Frank Andrews Show, WLK. Stay with us.
The Frank Andrews Show Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.